Okay, so now we're just going to do a short review of some of the grammar. You actually all have this. I sent this to everybody on the list, so you should all have this. This is the compounds.
Was this previously, Bhante? Because I don't...
Oh, you didn't get this.
No. I don't think so.
So I have to send it to you. Okay, so these are the compounds. These are very important for Pali, reading Pali. And we have different classes of compounds. And even this is somewhat oversimplified since there are still more types of compounds than I've included here. But these are the most important kind. So we start with the Kamadharya compound. And there are two types of Kamadharya compound. One is really the proper adjectival compound. So this is where you take an adjective and a noun and you join them together. Maybe we could call this in English, we could call this a blackbird compound. Because we have the word black and the word bird, we combine it and we call it a blackbird. So in Pali, here we have the form made from adjective plus noun. For example, I'm not going to take all of these, but we have, okay, so the word dukkha, which means painful, and vedana, which means feeling. And so you could combine them, dukkha vedana. So you don't separately decline dukkha, but it just gets joined with vedana. Or another, okay, we have taruno puriso, a young man. Then you could join the taruno to puriso. Then you have taruna puriso, a young man. Well, here we have kusala dhamma, wholesome qualities. And then we could join them to make kusala dhamma. Okay, so these are all the other examples just follow in the same way. But this is important to note that these kind of compounds can occur in any case. For example, if we have genitive plural, you could say kusalanang tamanang, or if you make a compound, then the kusala doesn't get declined, but it gets joined, because it's joined with dhamma, so the only thing that's joined is the word, that's the only thing that is declined is the word dhamma, so it becomes kusala dhammanang. So this is the Kamadharya compound, the adjectival compound. Actually, it should be. This kind is called the blackbird compound. Yeah.
So it would lose, like in the Dukkana Dhamma, etc., it loses the long A in the...
Yeah, because the long A here, Dukkha, comes because Dukkha is an adjective which is describing Vedana. So... If they're separate,
yeah, okay,
then you have to have dukkha has to agree with vedana. But if they it forms a compound, then dukkha gets absorbed into the compound.
I see. Thank you.
Okay, then there is a type of Kamadharya compound in which two nouns are used which are both referring to the same thing. So here we have the example I gave is Tejo Dhatu. Now, we form this from the word Tejo, which means heat or fire, and Dhatu is element. So Tejo Dhatu is the heat element, the fire element. And so Tejo is not an adjective describing Dhatu, but it's a noun, and Dhatu is a noun. And these two nouns are joined together, but they're both referring to the same thing. This is different from a Tapurisa compound, where we have, say, Kama Tanha. Okay, in this case, we have the compound is made from the two words Kama, sensual pleasures, and Tanha, craving. So this is craving for sensual pleasures. But in the case of the Kamadharya compound, it's not the element for heat or the element of heat, but it's the element which is the heat, which is an element. And similarly, we have here Panyindriya, in which Panya plus Indriya, this is, we translate the faculty of wisdom, but actually the wisdom itself is the faculty. So the two nouns are referring to the same thing. And similarly, with the metaphorical expression rag agi, it's raga, lust, plus agi, fire. So we translate the fire of lust, but it's actually that lust itself is the fire.
But Bhante, on the first two, wouldn't Dhatu be referring to Tejo and Indriya be referring to Panya, as opposed to they're both referring to the same thing?
Well, it's wisdom, which is a faculty,
right,
and heat, which is an element. You see, it's different if you take to contrast it with the case compound. Okay, let us take Panya Vimuti. Okay, so this is liberation by wisdom. So liberation is different from wisdom, but liberation, in this case, liberation occurs through wisdom. See? Or let's say metta bhavana. So this is the development of loving kindness, metta bhavana. So metta itself is not bhavana. It's not, wisdom itself is not development, but this is the development of loving kindness. So that's in a relationship of one case to another.
But it's one referring to the other, not both referring to the same thing.
They're, in this case, they're not referring to the same thing, but it's the development of loving kindness.
Okay, okay.
But in the case of Tejo Dhatu, it's the Tejo, the fire, that is the element. So here we have a noun and noun where both nouns signify the same thing. Of course, it doesn't mean that every dhatu is the tejo dhatu. There are four or five elements, six elements. But there's no distinction here. When we have the fire element, there's no distinction between the fire and the element. Okay, so these are the two divisions of the Kamadharya compound. Then we have the numerical compounds. And these come in two types. One is the collective singular, where you have several items, but they form a noun which is treated as a singular. Usually, I mean, it's always a neuter. I I think it's always a neuter singular. So we have the three worlds, Tayo Loka. So Tayo is the masculine plural word meaning three. But if you join Tayo with Loka, then we get T Loka. So T is the stem form meaning three, and Loka is worlds. So in this case, we would say the triple world. Or also we have the three jewels. Okay, so we have, this is the long eye, but I don't want to search. Tini Ratanani, the three jewels, you know, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So you could, instead we could speak about Ti Ratanang, or sometimes they use Ratana Taya, the triple gem. So in all of these cases, even though the subject is plural, but when you form the compound, it becomes treated as a collective singular. Chatari Sachani becomes Chatu Sachang. Cha Ayatanani becomes Salayatanang, the sixfold sun space. The other type of numerical compound is a compound in which the two components are joined but is treated as a plural. So we have the five aggregates, so it becomes panchakanda. These aren't good examples because the words for five and ten are not declined. I'd have to look elsewhere to find some better examples. Okay, it's almost 3 o'clock now. I think we should stop now. And then I'll continue with the compounds, reviewing the compounds next week.
So, Bhante, so typically the qualifier does not get defined, just the noun, but not the qualifier.
In the compound, the qualifier.
In the compound, yeah.
Okay, so next week I'll try to review everything. Very ambitious. We'll try to go through all the compounds, all the compounds, locative absolute and genitive absolute, and then go through what's covered in the two lessons. Then after that, then we start the tests.
I'll be flying when you're teaching the class, so I
mean.
Oh.
Oh, sure. Well,
yeah.
Why didn't you stay a couple of days longer? Okay, so we end with a half bow.